Right now, it is time to bring in Pat Pagano. It's time to check our tri-state forecast, and let us see if we can... My little knob came off there. There we go. Good morning there, Pat. How are you?
And a good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. Well, we'll wind up with just a mainly cloudy day today, but still not bad, 50. And then after midnight, showers come in, where you have a low of 40. The periods of rain tomorrow, it will clear later in the day, 50 to 55. Cold air comes back Friday night, sunny and breezy, low 50s Saturday, sunny in the mid-40s on Sunday. So again, the weekend is still looking good, but it will be a little bit cooler. Nevertheless, not bad for this time of the year, as you see in the weather trivia there. This day was the infamous blizzard, 1888, 2 to 4 feet throughout New England and the Mid-Atlantic region. So, you know, March could really deal some very, very bad weather. And so far, it has not, which is a really, you know, a good thing. And by the way, adding to your cancellations, I had a follow-up appointment with the ear doctor tomorrow. I canceled that, and they completely understood. I said I will reschedule at a later date. And I do have another follow-up appointment at the end of this month. I'm probably going to cancel that, too. The last place anybody wants to be now is in a hospital surrounding with other people that may be sick. So I think they understand what's going on there. What I don't understand is that I got a letter from my religious education supervisor that says that they don't feel there's any reason to cancel classes because there's only a few people in Rockland County that have tested positive for the virus. And at this point right now, they feel that there should be no reason to cancel it. I kind of disagree. I don't know how you feel about that, but I think any kind of gathering in this state should be canceled, including trips for senior citizens, which I know of. And as of yet, they're scheduled to go on Monday into Pennsylvania.
Well, that's
they still haven't canceled it.
Well, that's interesting because in Connecticut, I hate to call them nursing homes, but that's what they're called now. All nursing homes, unless it's a medical visit, no visitation, that has been shut down. And most of New York has that too, and some of Massachusetts has that as well. What's interesting here is, and I did not get to watch your movie yesterday because I got a call yesterday from two people from the high school who told me a bus was leaving with students and heading to New York to go see a play.
Oh, no.
And these two people who were at the school were concerned. And I investigated, and at first it seemed like it was just a small group in a van, but no, it was a full, what they call advanced placement class, English politics. I guess when they got back, it was 25 to 30 kids plus chaperones and a bus driver that went into the city and saw a play. And I posted it just a week ago. The superintendent of schools said that all large groups out of state would be canceled. And this went directly against what the superintendent had said a week ago. And as I said, by the time the dust had cleared last night, the students were back. They were safe. There was at least 25 to 30 people said when they got off the bus. And my main concern was the fact that if you looked at the news yesterday, two theaters in New York tested positive for the virus. Two theater employees who worked at various theaters tested positive for the virus. But we were told that the students went directly from the bus into the theater. Out of the theater, they ate in the open air, and then they got back on the bus and came home. My concern wasn't necessarily that. My concern was that the superintendent went back on what she said, which was that out-of-state trips with large groups would be canceled. But I'll tell you, it created a lot of activity with me. 90% of it understood what I was talking about. But there's 10% people out there who don't want to take this this whole thing seriously right now in advance. And what I say to those people is, look what happened in Italy when Italy did not take this seriously at first. the whole country is on a lockdown now. All of Italy, because
it's terrible. 800 fatalities in Italy.
And because they didn't take it seriously at first. And you and I have talked about this before. Living in New England, New Englanders are very good with crisis, and so are people who live in the Tornado Alley. You prepare for the worst, and hope for the best.
So
it was my concern that all it takes is one of those students to come back and pass it along to a grandparent or a parent, and people, you know, with this virus, some people carry it and don't even get sick. They don't even get sick even though they're carrying it. Mm-hmm. But we live in a very strange time, Pat, where the NBA has put their season on hold. The NCAA is not allowing any people in to watch these games, which normally have 15 to 20,000 people watching them.
Well, big loss of money there.
But it's just, you know, and to the people that are mocking it and saying, well, the flu is worse. Yeah, the flu does kill a lot of people. This has the potential. To affect a lot more people. And so finally the president got on last night, and as a country, we're doing some things. I don't know whether we do enough, but at least we're starting to move in the right direction, because this is not a scare tactic. All it is that just be prepared, and don't hoard. People shouldn't hoard. People are hoarding, certain people. But just be prepared like you would for any other emergency that might arise. Like most people now, a lot of people have generators because they're prepared for the worst. If it doesn't come, they still have the generator to keep power and things going. That's all this is all about. And so that's why I was so concerned when the superintendent went back on her word yesterday. And students in school and teachers, they rely on the administration of the school to keep them safe.
The question I have for you, those two theaters in the city, did they close down?
And they're cleaning. They're cleaning.
Because, disinfecting those theaters, and that's not gonna sit right with me. I wouldn't go there.
Yeah. So we're in a very weird time. It really is. And what's even more important is we're coming out of wintertime into springtime, when people really want to get out of their houses and do things. And that's what makes it even tougher. But I tell you, I'm 67, and I've been broadcasting since I was 17. And in life, I've gone through a lot of different things as a child, you're exposed to things that could be potentially dangerous.
Right.
But nothing has had the air of this. Not even the SARS virus or the swine flu has had the feeling of this. So we're in a time where people should just be patient with one another and just use extreme caution. You know, that's all. I mean, I don't know what to say, but it's a very strange time is all I can say.
It is. And, you're absolutely right. I mean, this is not being done to punish anybody. If anything, it's being done to save people from getting sick and losing their lives. So that's why we all have to, wash our hands, stay out of crowded places. I was thinking to myself today, do I go to yoga? Now, I bring my own mat. I don't use anything that's in the gym. The class is a small class. It's 15 classes. Do I go or don't I? I don't know.
It's just there's all those questions that are out there. There is no perfect answer. That's all I'll say. There's no perfect answer. But really, everybody should just really go more on the cautious side. Just, because this is just beginning right now. And like I said,
it hasn't peaked. You know that.
Everybody has to learn from the Italian situation.
Right.
Not to handle it that way, because that country's been affected the worst. Well, anyway, so let's get back and recap the weather.
Right. Again, just clouds today. Then we have rain tomorrow. And then it's sunny and a little cooler over the weekend.
All right. Well, let's hopefully that weather holds. Guess Pat, I want you to have a great day.
Well, you do the same. And everybody, just relax and we'll get through it.
That's it. All right, Pat. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Figando this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.